God sometimes says no. And God said no to David. We read about it in 2 Samuel and chapter 7. There was a longing in David's heart for a permanent place for the Ark of the Covenant and for the worship of God. Now, in David's life, he had experience doing that which was beyond the normal of everyday life. He had, as a lad, killed a lion, a bear, and a warrior. He escaped many a death threat. And as the young son of a sheep farmer, he was designated to be king. He was musical and handsome. David raised an army and became the king. And suddenly everyone thought he could do anything. And then God said no to building a temple. God has a boundary for us. He has a boundary for the sea, a boundary for the nations. My times, the Bible says, are in your hands. God limited Moses to a look at the promised land. He restricted Simeon to a view of the baby Messiah. There is a limit on our life. When I was young, we kept chickens. My father used to clip one of the wings so that they could not fly off. Otherwise, we would have had to look out all over the fields for the eggs. God clipped David's wing so that he did a good job of what he was doing. God sometimes has to redirect people. John Wesley couldn't return to America because of a lawsuit that was against him. It meant that he was totally engaged in the ministry in Britain, and what a ministry. Dr. Bernardo wanted to go as a missionary to China, but God said no and then gave him something closer to home. It was to look after thousands of orphaned children in Britain. Jesus said no to the Gadarene demoniac who wanted to go with him and go around the country. He wanted to be an itinerant minister, but God said no. He was to return to his own house and to show how great things God had done for him. Proverbs 16, verse 9. The human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps. David was to have God's no to something that he wished to do. And yet he did have a promise of a firm foundation for his family. God limited him to building up the people. And we must stick with the work God has asked to do, to seek to do something that we're good at. Building people is much more worthwhile. David elaborated later the reason for the no. It was because the word of the Lord came to him saying, "You have shed much blood, have waged great wars, and you shall not build a house to my name because you have shed so much blood in my sight on earth." Though we must realize the aim of David wasn't wrong, it was the timing. God was going to arrange for it later. The important house that really matters. God said to David, "I will build you a house." David wanted to build a house for God, but God was going to build one for him instead. Never let us forget that it is God building his house. Sometimes we carry on as though it was on our shoulders. Jesus said, "I will build my church." People are always more important than buildings. David wanted to give to God, but God was giving to him. Someone said, "Mary washed the feet of Jesus, but Jesus washed her heart." You cannot do more for God than he will do for you. There are millions of people who would love the promise that God gave to David, that the blessing of God would be on their descendants too. David, it says in verse 18, went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me so far?" He had a relaxed feeling towards the Lord, and it is attractive to think he was just sitting in the presence of God, and he spoke like this. This is what he said, "And even this was a small thing in your sight, O God. You have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come. You regard me as someone of high rank, O Lord God." David said, "You treat me like a star. You are treating me like a great man," the Good News Bible says. This is the discovery of each person, that God treats us with more than respect. He reaches us with love and affection that we never dreamed was possible. Amen. The Lord bless you today.